Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, January 25th. Catching up on the weekend Tesla news, Tesla's fourth Gigafactory, located outside of Berlin, will have to remove trees, endangered bats, and now World War II bombs still resting in the wooded area. As we learn from ABC News, quote, local newspaper Märkische Oder Zeitung quoted officials in Brandenburg on Wednesday as saying they estimate about 25 unexploded bombs could be found in the partially wooded site on the outskirts of Berlin, the German capital. Removal of the bombs will take place before the deforestation will begin. And in related clarification, Elon Musk has stated that the gigafactories will henceforth be named after their nearest major city rather than numbers 1 through 4. As part of the U.S.-China trade war, China must increase imports of U.S.-made goods totaling $200 billion, and of that total, $10.3 billion will be in U.S.-made motor vehicles. Although the majority of vehicles imported into China hail from the likes of BMW, Mercedes, or Ford, Tesla is the only company importing EVs from the U.S. Since the Chinese government strongly prefers EVs, Tesla may very well see a substantial increase in Chinese sales. Tesla is about to launch a new branded wireless phone charger. Based on the image, it doesn't appear to fit in the Model 3 as it stands, but perhaps fits a redesigned console or a different vehicle. While there are many comparable options made for the Model 3 on Amazon for $30, Tesla's branded Model 3 wireless phone charger is $125. Tesla has reduced the price of some of its solar products, likely to compensate for the reduced tax incentive in the U.S. Based on the website Solar Configurator, the price of the new largest solar option has gone down from $39,093 to $37,500 before incentives in California. However, after the incentives, the price concludes as $385 of an increase. This week, Tesla started pushing its first software update for the new year, 2020.4. It seems to only be pushed for Tesla owners in China, with some new features for them to mostly catch up with things already released in other markets. But just in time for the Lunar New Year, Tesla is releasing a few games specifically for the Chinese market in the Tesla Arcade. The new update also includes a new weather and air quality app, something that is now unique to China in Tesla vehicles. A popular hacker known as Green has announced new findings in Tesla vehicle code that gives clues for upcoming hardware updates. Among them are integrated inductive charger for phones, several battery configurations for the Model S and X, new lumbar support, new charge port type, and a new version of the suspension. In addition to China, Elon Musk has also announced that Tesla intends to open a product design center in Europe. It is speculated that this will be on the same campus as Tesla's Berlin Gigafactory. Concluding our Tesla coverage, Volkswagen CEO Herbert Diess is confident in their EV expansion plans by saying, quote, "We are optimistic that we can keep pace with Tesla and probably at some stage overtake," close quote. Part of that includes that VW has started deploying its new electric car charging stations with a very large 360 kilowatt hour integrated battery. Volkswagen has started deploying these systems as part of a pilot project in Wolfsburg, and as of now, there are currently 9 stations online. Volvo is reporting, quote, "several thousands of firm orders," close quote, for its all-electric XC40 Recharge, after recently opening online ordering. U.S. customers can now reserve the XC40 with a $1,000 refundable deposit on the company's website. The first customer deliveries of the XC40 Recharge P8 are scheduled to begin later this year. Electrek previously reported on Toyota's misleading advertisement for its hybrid vehicles, with claims of self-charging and infinite range. And now Norway has banned the advertisement completely. The Norwegian Consumer Authority said, quote, "It is misleading to give the impression that the power to the hybrid battery is free of charge, since the electricity produced by the car has consumption of gasoline as a necessary condition," close quote. Mercedes-Benz has reportedly cut its EQC electric SUV production target in half due to battery cell shortages from LG Chem. This is an unfortunate setback for the launch that has already included low sales, recalls, and further delays. Total, the French multinational oil giant, announced that it will install and operate up to 20,000 new public EV charging points in the Netherlands. The company is aligned with Shell and BP in making big investments in electric car charging infrastructure. Boston-based sustainability nonprofit group Ceres has launched a corporate electric vehicle alliance. Flagship members are Amazon, AT&T, Clif Bar, Consumers Energy, DHL, Direct Energy, Genentech, IKEA North America, LeasePlan, Lime, and Siemens. The goal is to help its members commit to EVs and boost the EV market starting at the corporate level. In Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Arizona Public Service will produce all of its power from non-fossil fuel sources by 2050. The U.S. Department of Energy has awarded Phase 1 funding to tech company Everledger for two pilot programs to trace the life cycle of lithium-ion batteries. Britain's Prince Charles returned to the World Economic Forum at Davos and gave a keynote speech in which he launched a new sustainable markets initiative and addressed ways to tackle the climate crisis. According to a study from AAA, 96% of EV owners say they'd buy another electric vehicle. And bankruptcies of U.S. and Canadian oil companies shot up by 50% in 2019 over the previous year. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Evoque Motorcycles, a Beijing-based electric motorcycle manufacturer, has found success in the domestic market with highway-capable electric motorcycles. Yet now, the company is ready to test the international market with operations in Europe and Australia. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.